It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center, playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
A well-fed and overly caffeinated audience this morning. Each of their eyes are rolling back in their heads. We want to thank our good friends, and they do make great coffee, by the way, at Chick-fil-A. It's just that these people had too much of it. We want to thank our friends at the Chick-fil-A at West Cobb this morning who are supporting our appearance here at the Pike Nursery and Barrett Parkway, West Cobb, Barrett Parkway here. Mickey Gasway is with you this morning. If you have a garden question or if you have some bug or critter or weed that you want to identify, drop by the Pike Nursery, West Cobb, Barrett Parkway, and Mickey and I will be here until 9 o'clock, mostly me till 9 o'clock. Our broadcast this morning ends at 8 a.m. because of the Bulldog pregame show. So if you want to be sort of on the broadcast, come before 8, but if you want to come and see me or Mickey and ask questions, we'll be here until 9 o'clock this morning. 404-872-0750 is the number on Lawn and Garden. And let me get my cursor up here, and we'll go to Macy first in Douglasville. Oh, Macy's gone somewhere, I think. And it's still not refreshing, Lorenzo, so we need to work on this. And let's go to Charlotte then. What about Charlotte? Charlotte's in Atlanta. Charlotte, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, good morning. I bought about 3 years ago 4 little holly hedges, and they had the berries on them.
Great.
But since then, I hadn't had a berry, so what am I doing wrong?
What kind of hollies were they, Charlotte? Do you remember the name at all?
Oh, my God, no, I can't say the name, but it still has the little ticket on it if I was, you know, look at it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what am I doing? A berry hadn't, I mean, I hadn't seen not one.
This interesting thing about berries on hollies. Hollies, most of them, have 2 forms, a male form and a female form. And so we say the boy hollies and the girl hollies. And the girl hollies, as you probably figured out, Charlotte, are the ones that have the berries on them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one particular kind of holly, Burford holly, that does not require a male holly to be around. It makes berries no matter what you do. It will make a berry in the fall. So knowing what you have sort of gives me an idea of what kind of pollen she would need for the plant. Because if you have a winterberry holly, for instance, the winterberry hollies need a particular kind of male holly to provide pollen. Usually you get enough pollen from your neighborhood, from somebody else who has the winterberry holly. Sometimes if you don't have a winterberry nearby, in my case, in my backyard, when you plant a male, immediately all the winterberry hollies in my whole backyard started having berries. Mm-hmm. They just needed a boyfriend. That's all they need, mm-hmm. a little boyfriend. So your holly, how big are the leaves on it, Charlotte?
About wide as your finger. But shouldn't they be coming by Christmas, December?
Yes, I mean, of course. They should be all over right now. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and they're pretty and green. They're nice and green.
You know, the Lord provides green foliage, Charlotte, for you and me and all the other gardeners to enjoy when we don't get the flowers or don't get the berries, in your case, that you want. Until I know what kind of holly you have, I can't tell you which exactly way to get the pollen for it. But if you will send me a picture, here's a good deal, Charlotte. If you were able to send a picture on my website, I've got a little thing called Name That Plant. And you just put your name in there and say, this is a picture of a holly that I have. I wondered what kind of holly it is. And upload those pictures and we'll be able to tell you then what it is and then what to do to get the pollen.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, that's the best I can do. If I don't know what holly you have, I can't tell you what you should do otherwise. Sometimes pruning will stimulate, sometimes not pruning stimulates, sometimes it's just the day length that you don't have quite what it needs where it's growing. So
yeah, they about tall as up to your knee right now, so I can still prune.
Oh yeah, if you need to. Why would you want to prune something that's up to your knee?
Well, I don't want them to get real big. It was that type of a...
Oh. So you just want to keep it small.
It get real big, and they're close to the house.
Yeah, it won't hurt to prune now, not at all.
And what about the rose bush? Can you prune those without killing them?
Of course. You probably have a knockout rose, and knockout roses are like never going to die from being pruned. They are very tolerant of just doing anything you want to do to them.
Thank you so much.
It's great talking to you, Charlotte. Thanks for calling. 404-872-0750 gets you in to take Charlotte's place. Laura is in Marietta and joins us. Hey, Laura, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. How can we help?
I made the mistake of planting 2 sycamore trees in the front of my house.
Yeah.
They're huge, and normally by now the leaves are blanketing the whole entire neighborhood,
right.
And then I get to clean them up. But I guess because of the weather, they're pretty much still on the trees, and they haven't exactly changed color. So I'm waiting for the, leaf day to arrive.
Yeah.
So I can get out there and finish it. I'm afraid it's going to be like March of next year. I don't know when to expect them to fall. That's like one. I have to mow my yard. Literally, I have to mow everything again. And, yeah.
I certainly would have thought that most of the leaf drop would happen by now. But I know in my case, in my yard, the cherry tree by my front yard is not nearly defoliated at all. There are a couple that are of a service berry, completely bare right now, but not the other trees. So what would signify, what would trigger the leaf fall on a sycamore tree, Mickey?
I don't have any idea.
I'm assuming it still has to hit like 32 for like 2 weeks or something to make them crash.
I mean, all trees respond to whatever they do, either growth or putting on flowers, putting on berries, dropping their leaves. It's all dependent upon their environment, how much day length they get, what the temperature is around them. And so, obviously, your sycamores haven't gotten what they want in order to drop their leaves, and they're just going to sit there and hang on to them.
How did you decide on a sycamore when you were choosing your
sycamore?
I didn't. It was Earth Day or something. Somebody had a tree. I was nice. I did some dogwoods, and one is growing sideways. I had no idea what I was doing.
Okay.
Can I ask one quick question with this?
Sure, Laura.
If they're still on till like next spring, will it interfere in the growth of the new leaves, or
there are some trees, Laura, that keep their leaves naturally, just as a way, that's the way the tree behaves.
Pin
oak is the one that does, the oak tree, pin oak does. The American beech does as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, during the wintertime, if you drive around, Laura, and see little woodland spaces, and there's little trees in there that have all their sort of
brown leaves, but they're beautiful.
They're beautiful trees, but those are the American beech that are just keeping their leaves on, which they will do until spring, and the new leaves will push them off. And the same thing will happen to your sycamores. If they last on the tree until spring, the new leaves will push them off. Won't affect their leafing at all.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Laura, that's a great question, and I do appreciate you calling. Thank you. We've got, Michael is in Homer, Georgia. Hey, Michael. Good morning.
Hey, Walter.
Hey, Michael. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to say I enjoy your show and look forward to it every Saturday morning. My question is where are the ladybugs this year?
Oh, law. Now, Mickey Gazzo was giving away thousands, if not millions, of ladybugs back
in the
spring.
Right.
So Michael says they've all disappeared, Mickey.
Well, the problem.
We have very few ladybugs in Homer, Georgia this year, and normally we're infested with them.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you mean the ladybugs that get inside your house and crawl off the wall inside, Michael?
Yeah, and the kids like to pick them up and blow them off their fingers and, you know, everything like that. But we have very few ladybugs. I've seen like 2 or 3 this year.
Hmm.
Well, usually the ones inside the house are the Asian ladybugs.
Yeah.
Those are, they overwinter in caves, where our native ladybug, they overwinter as eggs,
I think. That's right. So what Mickey and I are discussing here, Michael, is that there's different kinds of ladybugs. The native ladybug is the one that sort of overwinters outdoors as eggs and doesn't require much of anything during the winter to keep them healthy, whereas the Asian ladybugs overwinter as adults. So they like to go into the walls of your house and around the windows and door frames, stuff like that. And when they come inside, they just make a mess because they leave a sort of trail of yellow fluid behind them as they crawl up and down the wall across the dining room table. And they smell sort of pukey, and they don't smell all that good. where they are, Michael, if there was an Asian ladybug, then count yourself blessed, I think. You don't want those because they're a mess in the house.
But we actually brought those here.
Yeah, we did.
We brought them here to pollinate the pecan trees.
Well, it wasn't pollinated, it was to get
not
the
aphids. Pollinate, but yeah, to get the aphids out of the pecan trees. Yeah.
And so the Asian ladybugs weren't mm-hmm. supposed to behave as badly as they have.
Taking
but, Michael,
over.
Where the other ones are, I'm clueless. I don't know.
Well, we've seen very few, if any, ladybugs this year. And usually this fall kind of tight time, you have an infestation of the Asian, but we haven't seen any ladybugs this year.
Have you seen many aphids?
No, that's what I'm saying. We haven't seen one or the other. Very few, if any.
You know, if there weren't many aphids
in
the
one. Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
To make them happy. All you can say, Michael, sometimes when you have an insect you don't see much of, or sometimes birds you don't see much of, it's just a reaction to the environment. Some mm-hmm. years you have a big population growth. Some years you don't have much population growth because the environment wasn't good for them. Some years there's lots of squirrels, lots of blackbirds in the spring, and some years you hardly see any. It's all environmental. It's nothing that you particularly can do to make them have more ladybugs other than if you hear our advertisement for Pike in the spring, and there's some ladybugs, and come over to Pike, and they'll have a ladybug day in the spring.
Well, we sell ladybugs all summer.
Yeah, and they have the ladybugs all summer, too, the little packs that you can get from the Pike Nursery if you run by Atlanta and want to get some.
Right. Well, good deal, y'all. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Michael, you're the same.
Too.
Thank you so much for calling. It's 718 at Newstalk WSB. We'll be back to more Lawn and Garden after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves and the Lawn and Garden advice you need.
And a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Today, a chance of showers, which is already, it's been showering most of the morning. We're at Pike Nursery in Barrett Park, where it's been showering on us here some of the morning. High of 59, low of 40 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, nighttime showers, high of 64 and a low of 42 tomorrow. Your full weekend forecast, of course, comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We've got Richard and Marietta who joins us. Richard, there we are. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Walter.
What's up, Richard?
Hey, I was calling to see if it is too late to overseed fescue.
All right, Ms. Gasaway, here you are at Pike Nursery, and a guy wanders in, name of Richard, and says, Ms. Gasaway, is it too late to plant fescue? What do you say?
It's getting there.
It's getting there real quick. I can see the light at the end of this tunnel real close,
yeah,
Richard.
Yeah. You could try it, and you may have some germination, but I would wait. I think you get more for your money if you wait.
Soil temperatures now are getting down into the 40s, Richard, and 40 degrees is not what fescue seed would like to germinate. So you may get some. And if you have a lot of sunny days between now and the end of December, you get most of it to germinate. You have a lot of cloudy, overcast days like now, between now and the end of December, then 10% maybe, and the birds are happy. They eat all your seed. So, what alternative does it have, Mickey? When would you plant next? If you can't plant now, what would you say?
In the spring.
Springtime.
Early spring. So it'll have time to harden off before it gets
February, early March.
That's when I would do it.
Again, when you see the weather sort of warming up a little bit, when you see the sunshine is out and Kirk says, we're going to several days of unseasonably warm weather here in February, you think, oh boy, it's time to plant my fescue. In the meantime?
Well, I'll just wait then.
Is it bare soil right now, Richard?
No. There's a good bit of existing grass stand.
The other situation, I was fearing that you're going to say, it's completely bare. It's on a slope.
Oh.
What would Richard do then? That's tough because what's going to hold
the
soil back?
All.
So I guess in this case, you're lucky, Richard, you have grass already there and you can just wait till spring. It would be a great idea because soil-to-seed contact is so important for seeds to germinate. And if you'll run an aerator machine over that lawn before you put the seed out, that would be really nice. But it makes a lot of little holes in the ground so the seed can drop in. And that would be a really good thing to do, I think, because it'll help you to make sure the seed and the soil get in good contact with each other. Richard, thanks for calling. We got to go. It's 727 and one half at News Talk WSB. We're broadcasting live this morning from the Pike Nursery in Barrett Parkway. Pike Nursery West Cobb. The West Cobb Chick-fil-A folks have supplied the Chick-fil-A biscuits. A lot of people are chewing on it now and enjoying their coffee as well. You can join us too. I'll be here at 9 o'clock this morning. The broadcast ends at 8 because of the Bulldog pregame show. We'll be back after news.
It's the Lawn and Garden Show with Walter Reeves on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's brought to you by Pike Nurseries, your neighborhood garden center. Playing in the dirt for more than 50 years. Call now with your lawn and garden questions at 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. And now, here's Walter.
Oh, they heard Chick-fil-A, they heard Pike, they heard Chick-fil-A, they had said, we've got to drop by. So many more people are marched in to have breakfast with us this morning. Mickey Gasway and I are here at the Pike Nursery in Barrett Parker, the West Cobb Pike Nursery, the one that Mickey Gasway runs and makes sure it's
free. Yeah, right.
All right, there are others who might disagree with that, mm-hmm. But Mickey Gasway is nonetheless one of the valued employees and a valued resident of this area, so that she takes care of the people in this part of town.
It's a good place to work.
It is a great place to work. Pike Nursery. Mm-hmm. Are we still hiring people, Mickey, or they got all the Christmas tree loaders?
I think they've probably got all they're going to use this year, as far as I know.
All right. So
the
remember,
sign's not up anymore.
If you like plants and want to learn in an environment that is conducive to being sort of moving on and learning plants from the ground up and perhaps being a store manager someday, Pike Nursery quite often has hiring weekends or hiring days, so they may have another one in the spring. They certainly have one in the wintertime or fall, I guess, to get people to load the Christmas trees. So if you have any interest in doing that, keep an eye out on the Pike Nursery website, and they will keep the things updated there. Now, every week at 8:35 is usually the time when we do the Pike Pick of the Weekend.
Yeah.
Today, Pike Pick 8:35. No, we can't do it because today they'll be talking about the Bulldogs, which we certainly will be listening to, of course. So, Mickey Gasway, I'm going to let you do the Pike Pick of the Weekend now at 7:35 instead.
Okay. We've got a special package for where you get two poinsettias and a 6 to 7 foot Fraser fir and a 24-inch mixed wreath.
Oh, that's a lot.
And it's a great deal. Yeah, it really is. And you save about $12, $11.
I mean, that's like $100 or
whatever. Yeah, and I'm trying to remember how much it is. How much is it, Brittany? $79.99.
What a deal.
It is a great deal, and it's really pretty. We've got, and the 6 to 7 foot Fraser firs today are, today and tomorrow are $39.99 instead of $49.99. So that's a great deal, too.
Oh, nice price.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, got some pretty
and
trees.
Not only that, but you got the regular sales going on. We got the pansies, the 3.5-inch pansy pots for $97.99.
Mm-hmm.
And the planting mix, $2 off of planting mix, and the Christmas cactus, $3 for $10.
That's right.
So they have that. And then most, if not all, the Pike Nursery has the Williamsburg wreath
class today.
That would be tough to get into because they filled up and sometimes beyond filled up at some of the nurseries, at some of the stores. So if you haven't already signed up for the Williamsburg wreath class, I think you're sort of out of luck for this year. But then coming up on December the 8th is the poinsettia mixed planter.
That's
still,
right.
Still time to register for that.
Yeah. And that's going to be fun, too. That's really, really fun to do that one.
Mickey teaches the Williamsburg wreath class. You went to Williamsburg, to the source of all information about wreaths, Williamsburg wreaths anyway, and she brought that back and trained other people, and now she is the Williamsburg wreath queen of Pike Nursery.
Yeah, it's fun.
Pretty much.
Is the 25th year.
The 25th year that Mickey
will be
teaching.
But I've done it,
She's done it here at Pike Nursery. So, again, if you want to register for the poinsettia mixed planter, that is December the 8th at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. All Pike Nursery locations. There is a registration fee, as there is for the Williamsburg wreath class, to get all the materials together. Did you shop for all the oranges and apples and things, Mickey?
Yeah, I do, and that's fun. That's really fun. I have to work on my math skills, though, to figure out how many I need.
You need to do it here. So Mickey has got all the groceries in her car. ready to go for the Williamsburg Wreath Class here to this afternoon, or this morning, I guess, at the Pike Nursery in Barrett Parkway. And then we got the classes that are going on December 9th. We've got the things that are on sale today. The holiday pack of $20. That's like $20 off for the tree and the red point.
No, I think it's almost $12.
Deal on that. And then the pack here, if you come by the way, you can register to win here at the store today a Pike pack, we're going to call it, a red poinsettia and a living rosemary wreath to kick off your holiday decorating. We'll have one of those we'll pull in just a little while here for our lottery bag.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Gasway, where would we go if you wanted to find a local Pike Nursery? Where'd you find the one that's nearest to me or to you?
At PikeNursery.com.
At PikeNursery.com. That's exactly the place to go for all information about Pike Nursery. Our number, 404-872-0750. First in line, waiting patiently. Frank is in Jackson, Georgia, and joins us on Lawn and Garden. Frank, how are you? Good morning.
Oh, I can't complain. Wouldn't do no good.
That's all right. How is Jackson, Georgia? How's Butts County?
Oh, it's soggy right now, cold and soggy.
Yeah.
But at least I got all the outside Christmas lights put up yesterday, which was fun. Yeah, the question I got for you, Miss Walter, is I've got a night blooming cirrus that I called you about a while back, and it's growing like a weed, but I have yet to see the first bloom on it. And I was wondering, is there anything I can do to make it bloom?
What are you doing during the summertime, Frank? How are you keeping the plant during the summer?
In bright shade in the house.
Hmm. I think it doesn't have enough light inside the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Night blooming cereus. For the listeners who don't know what a night blooming cereus is, you need to know simply because somebody's going to pull it out on you one day and say, "What do you think this is?" You're not going to know. But if you see the big monster white flowers at like 11 p.m. at night, the night blooming cereus is a fabulous, fantastic, impressive flowering plant. And it is a member of the cactus family, Frank. So how much sunshine does it need? All the sunshine it can get. And inside your house isn't quite light enough, I don't think. Indoors. Yeah.
Simple. So, I got you on that one.
You got a good place outside. In bright shade outdoors, that's a different situation than bright shade indoors. So outside, you know, on the patio or someplace under a dogwood tree or something like that, you can take it out and leave it there for the summertime and bring it in when it's getting cold in the winter. And they bloom sort of sporadically. Do you have a blooming time, Mickey?
No, I don't. It's always in the summertime. Yeah. It seems like they bloom.
Okay. So, I know my mom had one, and they had the most gorgeous blooms on it. She kept it outside under the pecan trees, and the fragrance from them is amazing.
Exactly.
So.
And you invite all your friends over to watch it bloom. That's really fun. That's traditional.
Yes,
ma'am. Invite all your friends and say, "Come on and see my night blooming cereus. Mm-hmm. It's going to bloom tonight." If it doesn't bloom, do you supply party supplies, and they all don't worry about the night blooming cereus. They just make believe
that's
they see it.
It,
and they go home and they're happy, and that's what you do as a gracious host.
Mr. Walter, I sure do thank you. You're a great help, and I've listened to you for years, and we'll continue to listen to you. You are just phenomenal.
Thank you, Frank. I do appreciate that. Happy holidays to you.
Yes, sir. You too, sir.
All right. We'll see you soon, Frank. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
404-872-0750 gets you in to take Frank's place. If you have a garden question about your indoor plant or indoor plant that ought to be outdoors, as his night blooming cereus should be, or if you have a question about if it's too late to plant fescue, well, as we said earlier, it's getting right close to too late. But yesterday, Mickey, I had a question from a lady who wanted to know, is it too late to plant bulbs?
She said,
I bought 300 daffodil bulbs and never got around to planting them. What would you say to her?
I planted them in February.
My friends, if Mickey will plant them in February, can plant them in
February. It was either we were going to throw them away or I was going to plant them, and they all did great.
Yeah. I said the same to her. This was last night. It was as I got in bed last night, I always check my emails just to see if there's anything going on that I need to know about before the next day. And I bet she was surprised at 10:30 last night to get an email back from me saying, "Nope, now it's fine. Go ahead and plant the darn things." We gave my mother tulip bulbs, I think for Christmas one year. I know her birthday is in January, and I think we gave them to her for Christmas. Gave her a dozen tulip bulbs and a little egg carton because we had an egg farm, of course. and planted those. I believe I planted them on her birthday in January, and they bloomed in May. The tulips bloomed in May, so they were retarded. They didn't bloom at the right time.
It slows them. Well, the daffodils does that.
But they're going to bloom. Those bulbs have inside them all you need to make a flower, and if you just give them the outdoor conditions, they'll, you know, it's just a place for the root to grow in, and a little bit of warmth and sunshine, then up they come, the daffodils, tulips, and everything else. So that's certainly true. Do y'all still have bulbs on sale, actually?
Yeah, yeah, there's still some out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had some really early blooming tulips this year. They were the super, they don't really even look like tulips. And I'm going to try those and see if I can get them to rebloom.
And we still got the amaryllis on sale, too, though.
Are the amaryllis on sale?
No, well, not on sale, but for
they're on
sale.
They're for sale. For sale. And the paper pipes.
I have never grown one of the amaryllis that has the wax around the bulb.
I haven't either. You don't have to water it or anything, but we have them here and they just bloom.
People have told me they've done that. They just take the amaryllis, it's got wax around it, so it makes it.
You don't even have to put it in a pot.
You just put it on the kitchen counter, keep it upright, and it will bloom there in the wax. Totally, I'm sure.
No watering.
Be draggled at the end, it won't be worth keeping her.
No, probably not.
But you could at least watch it and let it bloom. It's sort of an interesting conversation piece.
We have people that buy them, the last couple of years, because we've had them, I think,
to be hardier than others. It's sort of an experimental thing. You put them out in the spring when it gets warm, and if they survive summer and then survive the next winter, you say, these are the hardy amaryllis. Ones. And if they don't survive, you say, well, this didn't do so good. There's one called Johnson's amaryllis. This is a red-flowered, very winter hardy amaryllis. Doesn't have a huge flower, but it's deeply, deeply red. And sometimes driving around the city, I'll see a little patch, a little like Inman Park or Ormond Park or some of the older neighborhoods around Atlanta. I'll see a patch of the Johnson's amaryllis, the winter hardy red amaryllis, and it's just an amazing flower to see. It blooms in mid-May.
I started to say they don't bloom at Christmas.
Most of the amaryllis, it's going to be mid-May if they really want to come around to bloom then. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Mary Ann in Johns Creek, has a yellow Christmas cactus. Mickey, we're going to have to research that. When Gene over in Bremer, a good friend there, wants to know about Norfolk Island pines. Did Norfolk Island pines live here or not? Well, we'll just answer that question when we get back, all right? Be ready for that one. All right, it's 7:47 at News Talk WSB, broadcasting live from the Pike Nursery on Barrett Parkway, the West Cobb Pike Nursery. We'll be back after this.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. We'll be covering breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts through the weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now back to Walter Reeves, the lawn and garden advice you need.
And a quick weather update brought to you by Ackerman Security. Chance of shower is pretty much past this morning. May rain a little bit more today. High of 59, low of 40 degrees today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Some nighttime showers, perhaps. High of 64, low of 42. Your full weekend forecast comes up in 10 minutes on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Real quickly, we got Mary Ann in Johns Creek. Mary Ann, join us on Lawn and Garden. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. And if you can answer this question, I will forever be in your debt. I'm looking for a lemony yellow Christmas cactus. I had one several years ago. I gave it to a friend as a gift, thinking I could find another one easily. And I have been looking for the last 3 years.
Brittany, our friend from Pike Nursery, just brought up to us two Christmas cactus, one of which is sort of a peach yellow color. It's not
lemony
yellow.
That's the same
yellow.
One.
And
yeah, no, I was at Pike yesterday. I saw that one. I want a lemony yellow one.
Maybe your friend that you gave one will give you a piece of it and you can make some more.
She moved away.
That's a way to go.
Christmas cactus.
Oh, geez.
Doggone it.
Is there a particular place to order, a very reliable place to order a Christmas
cactus? There's a place called succulents.com that has all sorts of other kinds of
simply succulents.
Things. So succulents.com would, I would think, have some Christmas cactus with some color variation there.
Okay.
But specifically, I don't know of a place online that you could order from because I've just never ordered Christmas cactus online. I always get them from Pieces and Grandma and things like that. I have five or six that are all passed along to me. None of them yellow, of course. All of them red, white, colors like that.
Right. I have all the other colors. I don't have a yellow. So, all right, I will go to succulents.com, and yeah. Thank you very much.
Have a happy holiday, Marianne. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
404-872-0750 is the number for Lawn and Garden next Saturday, because at 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to go to the Bulldog pregame show. We'll be here at the Pike Nursery in West Cobb, the Barrett Parkway Pike Nursery, until 9 o'clock I'll be here. Mickey Gaswell will be preparing for her wreath class, but you can drop by. We still have some Chick-fil-A biscuits. How are we doing on Chick-fil-A biscuits, guys? We got 51 Chick-fil-A biscuits. If you're the 52nd person, you're out of luck. But 51 people, come on down. We have a whole bunch of Chick-fil-A biscuits ready for you to eat. If you didn't get your question answered today, of course, you can go to my website, walterreeves.com. And there's lots of other things you can do there that might be beneficial as well. You can sign up for the newsletter. We always have a newsletter issue coming out every other Thursday. This past issue was about how to control little bitty weeds that pop up after you've planted fescue in your yard. We have pictures and things that are useful every other Thursday. It's completely free. Just sign up for it. Give us your email address. We'll send it to you. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. I do postings every couple of days during the week. I actually post things on the Twitter and Facebook about our schedule that we're doing that week. And you can also follow me on Pinterest, where I have pictures of weeds. Everybody wants to see what a weed really looks like. And on Pinterest, I went around the yard, my yard, and took all the pictures of the weeds that I had, because I knew that my weeds would be the good weeds, and took those and put a little link about how to control those weeds as well. It's been my great pleasure this morning. Lorenzo Kemp done a great job being our engineer, making guys a guest here. Guest host, she hosted us here at the Pike Nursery, because this is her home nursery. Mickey Gasway, thank you for allowing us to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Jason Byers back at the station made sure that he was on cue this morning, pushing all the buttons, making sure we're on live, on the air live. Ashley Frasca, for us, traffic reporter extraordinaire, and call screener on the Lawn and Garden Show, did her great job as well. If you have further questions, of course, walterreeves.com. Other than that, my friends, guess what? I'm going to be right here in your ear next Saturday morning for another edition of Lawn and Garden, and I'll see you then.